To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
It is the 50th anniversary of Batman, the TV show.
I love it. One of my favorites. Hey, Bert, how are you?
Fine, citizens. Good morning.
And by the way, if you didn't know it, Bert played Robin on the show.
Yes.
I had to tell you, Bert, I was actually watching this weekend with my kids because my kids are younger and they absolutely love the show. I was watching the episode where Joker had robots and he was trying to find the bat lair, and I was watching that show with all the, you know, Joker had all the henchmen and the henchwomen. I was thinking, boy, there were a lot of good-looking women on that Batman show back in the day. You guys must have had a fun time.
Well, you know, it was a great time, you know, doing the show. We had, you know, wonderful cast, some of the greatest actors. Cesar Romero was the Joker. I remember we had one line where Batman and Robin had to fight 8 villains, okay? I mean, 8 of their henchmen at one time. And I turned to Batman. I had a line. I said, Batman, there's 8 of them against 2 of us. Odds in our favor.
How did they, because it was it easy to throw punches? Because when you threw punches on the show, they would do the bam and pow.
So it would cover.
Yeah, would it, when you were throwing the punches?
Believe it or not, it did not cover. But I'm a black belt in karate, and it was very easy. I love the fight scene, but no, you have to. Stunt fighting is actually an art. You have to do things in such an angle that it appears that you're actually hitting these villains. And of course, when they broke these tables and stuff and chairs over people's heads, those were breakaways. Otherwise, you'd have a bunch of highly injured actors.
And one thing with all the superhero movies today is there's a certain amount of realism in them, and I guess you have to in 2018, but back then, for live-action TV, that was about as cartoon as it got, and that was kind of the charm.
Well, yes, you know, I mean, and look, it was number one and number two show in the world. Batman was everywhere, and, you know, and it was twice a week prime time, and so many kids grew up watching it, and now their kids are watching it in reruns, just like yours.
Yeah, you know, it's weird, Bert, though. I grew up in the 70s. I'm 45, and when I grew up, there really wasn't a lot of the superhero stuff. Of course, you had the comic books, but TV shows, I think when I was a kid, there was like Shazam or a Captain America movie, and then lo and behold, you know, 10 years ago, it becomes huge. Are you surprised, you know, looking to from then to now, that the superhero movies are just so absolutely huge?
I'm not surprised because Batman paved the way. We were the very first show.
Yeah.
The Shazams and the Wonder Woman, they all came after Batman. And because it was such a huge hit, that you know, there was no question that there was going to be future shows of superheroes.
And you mentioned Cesar Romero. Of course, Burgess Meredith was the Penguin. Frank Gorshin, a hell of a talent.
Great, yes. Oh, we had so many wonderful actors and actresses. It was a great time. And you know, that's really what led me into what I'm doing now. I kind of like to say that I was the Cape Crusader, and now I'm the Canine Crusader.
Yeah, tell us about
my wife. We operate the largest giant breed dog rescue in the world called Gentle Giants. And in 24 years of doing this, we've rescued more than 15,500 dogs.
We're all dog people
yeah,
here, man.
Absolutely. Hey, when you finished Batman and wrapped it up in the late 60s, then you kind of picked up your career again in the late 70s. Did you want to take time off, or was it one of those things where people typecasted you as Robin?
Well, they did, because our show was so gigantic. And, you know, some people say, well, geez, you know, how do you feel about being typecast? And I said, well, I wasn't always typecast, but you know something? Think of a glass that is full, okay? That you could be full with doing a whole bunch of different projects, or do one or two, or maybe in my case, I've done actually about 40 different films, but with one that is so successful that it still fills the glass. Either way, it's still a wonderful, incredible life, and it gives us the opportunity to do good things for other people, which is what we've devoted our lives to do.
Hey, yeah. Bert, can we get the Gentle Giants dog food here in the Midwest?
Absolutely. It's just about every single Walmart.
Nice. Well, Bert, before we let you go, our producer likes to eat things for money. Could he eat your dog food?
Well, if he wants to live twice as long, I guess.
Bert, thanks for your time. Continued success.
Thank you, citizens. To the Batmobile.
All right. That's Bert Ward, Robin himself, 50 years ago.
So, Skeggs, put on your mic here.
Yes.
All right, we get some of this dog food because I'm assuming it's like kibbles and bits style, Jerry. How much do we give Skeggs to eat a bowl of Burt Ward's dog food? 20, 25?
A full bowl?
A full bowl. Like a small bowl,
like,
though.
Like a cereal bowl.
Yeah, like a cereal bowl.
Like you would Lucky Charms.
Yeah, you like get a spoon.
That's worse than the Alpo.
No,
this is going to be better. This is going to be healthier for you.
Crunchy. It's got a crunch to it.
Ew.
Unless it sits in the milk too long, but that's up to you.
Exactly. So $50?
$75.
No. What do you think, Joe? I'll go $25.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break and we'll negotiate.
Yep.